I'd met my husband, he was in the Air Force, he was a Tangmere, and I met him at Bonham Station. Actually, I just missed a train.
Oh, how lovely. That sounds really romantic.
He was waiting at the bus stop, and I went, "Do you know anything about when the train?" He said, "No, but I haven't got to go back yet, so shall we go and have a coffee?" So,
oh, good. That's what I would do.
He didn't waste any time.
So we had a coffee at Bonham Station.
Yes.
And he said, "You know, could we meet tonight?" I was going to see my mother's old neighbours had moved down to Lancing,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to see them that evening. Is it one of my rare days off?
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, "Oh, he could come to." I think we met at Worthing. I forget where we did meet.
Yes,
but,
yes.
And we went on from there. Yes,
oh.
Yes.
Oh. So then it was more or less the end of the war.
Yes, he was still in the Air Force. Now this is 1945. I'm talking about when I met him.
Yes,
he came out of the Air Force in January 46, and I came out of the Land Army about March 46. Yes, yeah.
Right. So, did you have a white wedding dress? Did you manage to get the material and
no,
everything?
No, I didn't really have enough material for
oh.
that. So no, I'd got a I think, yes, a black suit, yes, and a white blouse and all
right,
things like that.
Right.
No, that's what I wore for to go away. I bought a sort of turquoisey dress, sort
oh,
of.
Oh, right.
A shortish dress, yes.
Because it was all on coupons then.
Oh, it was all
yeah.
on coupons,
yes.
Oh, very much so, yes.
Yes.